This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a psychologist calls for deeper investigation amid rising concerns over missing children. Tourism officials on track to surpassing the 2023 visitor arrivals to the island. Barbados Agricultural Society warns unstable weather poses ongoing challenge for crop production. A DLP spokesperson calls for the return of Independence Day parade to the garrison, and police and military ramp up security in Jamaica to combat crime. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, is raising alarm over the increasing number of young people that are being reported missing. Mr. Clark says that many of these young people might be fleeing from challenging situations in their households. He warns that without proper investigation, the cycle may continue, and calls on authorities to address the root causes and protect the well-being of these children.
These young people are leaving home because of something happening in the household that they are not happy with. Is it abuse? Is it neglect? What is happening in the household that are causing these young people to want to be away from home? And because of that, it means that it is something that we will have to investigate. It is something that the authorities will have to pay close attention to. Not just to say that the young people are being traced and they are back home, because if that is the case and we put them back into the home situation, are we putting them back in the situation from which they were trying to escape in the first place? So we need to investigate to know, why is it that these young people are running away from home? What are they running from and what are they running to? So I think it is of concern. A lot more investigation needs to go into it to make sure that our young people are safe.
He believes investigations alone aren't enough to address the rising number of missing young people. Mr. Clark is urging for a deeper approach to find lasting solutions.
Along with the investigation needs to come a heavy level of intervention. What kind of counseling intervention can we put in place for these young people? What kind of intervention can we put in place for the family? Is it a case where there is child abuse? And in that case, instead of just investigating, should we get the child care board involved? Should we offer some kind of psychological assessment or behavioral assessment to these young people to see what is the root cause of these things? I think what we are doing is that we are dealing with it from the surface, but we are not necessarily going or looking at the root cause. A high level of intervention, whether it be through a psychologist, a psychiatrist, your church pastor, the guidance counselor at the school, but we must be able to get into the heads of these young people to see what the problems are and then to put systems in place to remedy these concerns.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. Tourism arrivals continue to make moves to, or that is, tourism officials continue to make moves to increase the number of visitor arrivals on the island. American Airlines has now introduced a nonstop service from Philadelphia International Airport in the U.S. to Barbados. Speaking during a news briefing, Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, said this route will also open up a pathway for new visitors from various parts of the U.S. and Europe.
This gateway will not only facilitate greater connectivity to our island from one of the most populous cities in the United States, but also provides vital access to Barbados from one of the biggest hubs of transatlantic travel. The introduction of this route, therefore, comes at the right time, on the heels of our successful showing at World Travel Market, held last November 5th to the 7th in London, and we're here where we introduce the WeGathering initiative for 2025. In our preparation to invite the world to experience all that Barbados has to offer, this new service will open a welcoming doorway to visitors from North America, as well as travelers from the United Kingdom and continental Europe.
He said they are working to surpass the number of visitor arrivals recorded in 2023.
We're in the cusp of welcoming even more visitors to our small 166 square mile island. Our aim is to surpass the 633,540 visitors recorded for 2023. And I might add that we are well on our way to do so. In our pursuit of sustainable tourism sector growth, American Airlines has worked closely with us for almost five decades, and we sincerely thank them for their ongoing support. We have nearly doubled Air Service from the United States to Barbados for 2024-25 season, and today heralds an important milestone with respect to our continued steps in strengthening Barbados' position as a premier destination.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell. The Barbados Agricultural Society, BAS, says unstable weather conditions continue to pose a challenge for local crop production. Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Paul, tells Starcom Network News that farmers have been producing less of certain commodities as a result.
Agriculture is always a challenge. There's nothing perfect about it, and we do know that, for instance, this year so far has been very challenging. There are certain commodities that from time to time farmers have indicated that they are having some challenges with. One of them is, for instance, tomatoes, trying to find the right varieties. We have not produced the amount of tomatoes, say, that we would have liked to produce this year. Carrots themselves, too, they're a perennial one. But again, farmers do have some challenges. Onions, even in some instances, for instance, crops such as sweet potato. Across the board, yes, we've seen some challenges.
He adds the heavy rains expected throughout this month may have implications for the availability of some produce during December.
We're seeing some pretty heavy rains during November, for instance. That in itself is going to, in terms of preparation for next month, December, that means that a lot of commodities that, you know, would readily be available, we now have to check and see how they are going. It produces an element of uncertainty, but it is uncertain. I think really large because of the fact that the type of weather that you're experiencing at the moment, you're not sure what crops will be available. We have to make some checks. Certainly, that's the whole thing. It's uncertainty. We will make those checks to see what is happening in order to try to see that, you know, that they are available. There's no guarantee at the same time.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson for culture, Alvin Toppin, has expressed regret over government's decision to hold this year's Independence Day parade at Kensington Oval instead of its original Garrison Savannah location. Mr. Toppin made his comments following a news conference where the Minister of Home Affairs and Information announced the return of the parade to Kensington Oval. Mr. Toppin is urging government to consider the possibility of bringing the parade back to the garrison, emphasizing its deep importance to the nation.
It is a matter of considerable regret that the government has been unable to return this significant national event to its original sacred place at the garrison. Barbadians know the garrison to be a place of historical, political, cultural, and aesthetic appeal where they reconnect to the momentous occasion that is independence. Sadly, the government seems not to understand and appreciate these matters, and I would urge the government in going forward to relook the possibility of returning this nationally significant event to the garrison.
DLP spokesperson for culture Alvin Toppin and well-known dancer, choreographer and cultural mentor Tyrone Trotman has died. In a statement, the National Cultural Foundation said it's saddened to learn of Mr. Trotman's passing, noting he choreographed and trained dancers in groupes such as Danse Nationale Afrique with Cavill Best, Dance in Africa in Erdiston Primary School with Jennifer Seeley, and the former folk group St. John Dramatic Society. And finally, in Jamaica, the Manchester police have stepped up operations in the town of Mandeville to curtail crime. The operation was supported by members of the Jamaica Defense Force. It follows deadly shooting incidents in Mandeville Market District, in which two persons were killed and five others wounded. It's understood that the operation resulted in the discovery of several rounds of ammunition in the bus park. There's been no report of any arrest in connection with the discovery. Police say they will continue their operations as the Christmas season approaches. Recapping the headline. A psychologist calls for a deeper investigation amid rising concerns over missing children. Tourism officials on track to surpassing the 2023 visitor arrivals to the island. The Barbados Agricultural Society warns unstable weather poses ongoing challenges for crop production. A DLP spokesperson calls for the return of the Independence Day parade to the garrison, and police and military ramp up security in Jamaica to combat crime. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.